welcome to Relate Higher, a podcast dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating and to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships. This is your go-to resource for developing meaningful, conscious relationships across your life. I'm your host, award-winning relationship coach and consultant and former family lawyer, Letitia Ringe. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to episode 2 on the Relate Higher podcast. I'm your host, Letitia Ringe, and today we are talking about what is a successful relationship. Now, there's a very good reason we've started today's episode with this question, and that it is one of the first questions that we're answering on the podcast. And that is that most of us don't know what a successful relationship actually looks like or means. This means we don't have a definition for what a successful relationship is. Now, if we don't know what the definition for something is, then we definitely can't create that thing. So our first topic today is devoted to answering this question so that by the end of the episode, you all leave knowing what a successful relationship means to you. This will give you something to work towards building, which will set you up for success in actually creating that in your life. So I hope you're excited to know that having a definition is one of the most important steps you can take towards creating your successful relationship. Now, remember, at Relate Higher, we're dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating across your relationships. So that means not only your romantic relationships, but also your friendships, your relationship with family members, and also your professional relationships. So today's topic, what is a successful relationship? We are talking about all relationships across your life. How do we even define that? We'll be giving you an easy way to define what a successful relationship is, no matter what relationship you're talking about and no matter what relationship area we're speaking to. Now, this leads me to just give you a warning about one thing to expect, and that is that your relationship definition on what a successful relationship means to you can change and evolve over time as you reveal more layers about yourself and as you continue to change, grow, and evolve as a human, which is totally normal. And also, your definition might look differently based on the relationship you're defining and also the relationship area you're defining. So what a successful relationship looks like in your romantic life might look a little different in your professional life. Your relationship with a sibling might look a little different to the relationship you see as successful with a parent or a child. And this is beautiful. The way that we're going to teach you to define what a successful relationship is allows for that flexibility and adaptability, which is going to set you up for success. So know that having a definition will not limit you. It will allow you to apply it and to have something to work with within any relationship in your life so that you can continue to define as you grow and evolve so that you can apply it to any relationship and to any relationship area. Okay, so what is a successful relationship? Well, like I was saying, most of us don't have a clear definition for what a relationship that looks successful and is successful actually is, which makes it really hard to create a successful relationship. So what we did at Relate Higher is we came up with a 3-part framework to define relationships. And that's what I'll be teaching you in today's episode. So there are 3 elements to a successful relationship. And this is what we've defined them to be. A successful relationship is a relationship that, 1, supports your potential. Now, the reason this is really important is because every single one of us, every human being, every person, whether it's you or someone you're interacting with, we all want to be supported with reaching our full potential. Now, that doesn't mean that one always has to show up as their full potential. What it means is we all have an innate desire within us to reach our full potential. And that's why we're always changing, growing, and evolving as humans, just like the world around us is always changing, growing, and evolving. This is normal and it's a good thing and it's part of being human. So we want to make sure our relationships also support that upward and forward momentum. We want to feel like they're actually helping us to expand, that they're actually helping us to move along that path that we're all naturally going on as individuals. Now, you might not be aware that that's the path you're on just yet, or you might be a little bit hesitant because you believe that to reach my full potential, that means I have to show up at my best all times, really trying to expand, trying to grow, but that's not what I mean here. What I mean is, like I mentioned, that natural impulse for all of us to be moving forward, for all of us to be revealing another layer to ourselves, to be growing and evolving. It's from this much more sustainable, natural, organic place. And this is what we're all doing as humans. It's what they've discovered in psychology, and it's also what we know as coaches supporting people with their personal development. We all want to feel like we are on purpose, that we are being ourselves, and that we are reaching and discovering and exploring our potential. So that's what we want our relationships to support. Now, you've all been in relationships where you feel like it's not supporting you to show up as your best. And like I mentioned before, that doesn't mean being your best all the time. It means being you, being able to show up and be you as you are now, feeling like you're being expanded or inspired rather than being shut down or being limited in some way. And so you want your relationships to really support that opening, that moving forward, and also that expression of unconditional love. Now, we'll talk about unconditional later on in the podcast. What you need to know here is that really the ultimate aim for all of us is to get to a place of unconditional love and acceptance of ourselves and each other. So when you're around someone where you feel truly accepted, that is going to feel like they're supporting your full potential. Just like when you allow yourself to feel fully accepted by yourself, you also are going to be creating an environment, an inner environment, where you feel that you're supporting your full potential. That's really what it's about in a nutshell. But as we all know, it's quite hard to do that for ourselves and others because of our mind, which is trying to protect us, which means it tries to get us to fit in, which means it places all these shoulds, expectations, socializing and conditioning upon ourselves, which gets us to filter certain aspects of ourselves and shrink and contract in order to fit in. So you want to think about cultivating that environment for yourself and also being around people who cultivate that environment for you. And remember, a lot of this is about tools. So don't go shutting off your relationships yet that don't make you feel unconditionally loved. Know that this is something we're all working on, and that on this podcast, you're going to be learning tools to help you step more deeply into embodying unconditional love rather than it being this thing that we either embody or we don't. It's always something we're deepening into. It's a path, it's a journey, just like being in our full potential is too. Okay, the second aspect of a successful relationship is a relationship that meets your needs and desires for connection and community. Now, I like to refer to these as your relational needs and desires. We all have them. It doesn't make us special. It doesn't make us too needy. It is just a fact. We all have needs and desires. Now, these needs and desires will tend to change and evolve as we grow and evolve, as we simply age. And there'll be some that stay the same. Probably one is a need for safety and a need for love. That's probably going to be with you for the rest of your life. And it is a great thing that you need it. It also will show you the people to have in your life and the relationship you want to cultivate and grow. It needs to be one that is loving. It needs to be one that feels safe, for instance. Now, you'll also have different needs and desires within different relationship areas. So your romantic relational needs and desires will be different to your friendship needs and desires. They'll be different to your family needs and desires, as well as your professional needs and desires. And even within specific relationships in each of these categories, you will have different needs and desires being met. Now, this is really important to be aware of, because some of us go into relationships, especially with our romantic partners, and we believe that they need to meet all of our relationship needs and desires. This is a recipe for disaster, because no one can meet all of our relationship needs and desires. There will be some standard relationship needs that you just need in all your relationships, no matter what. But then the way that they are embodied, or the needs within those particular needs, will be different depending on the relationship and the different area you're in. So the way that we get all of our relationship needs and desires met is first understanding what they are and being able to embody those needs and desires for ourselves first, and secondly, using the whole relationship ecosystem and community that we're creating to get different needs and desires met and supported by the right people. And the right people are those people who are a match for meeting those needs and desires. Now, in relationships, especially romantic relationships, we will meet needs and desires of our partner because we want to, because we want, it comes from this generous, loving heart. We want to, it feels good to support our partner in this way. But where there is resentment, where it's not truly aligned, where it's not coming from love and generosity, where it actually means that one of our needs and desires is not being met as a result, this is where they'll come in conflict. And that's where it's inappropriate, it's not healthy to have those needs and desires met by that particular person. Now, having your relationship needs and desires met by a community is also really important, because in our world today, we have all been hyper-individualized. We have all been taught to be hyper-independent. In fact, many people believe that relying on other people is codependent, and then therefore being codependent is a bad thing. But actually, what the research suggests, especially on attachment theory, is that being codependent actually supports you to be more independent. And so it is really, really important for all of us to learn how to actually allow our needs and desires to be supported by others. It's a balance of the both, supporting ourselves by meeting our relationship needs and desires as best as we can, and then also relying on others across our community to meet those needs in ways that we can't, and also in ways that just feel really good to have another human being meeting. So the more that you learn how to rely on others, and the more that you support others, the more independent you'll naturally feel confident to be. This is why relationships are so important to the functioning of our life as a whole. In fact, I personally have experienced being in a secure, healthy, successful romantic relationship has made me more creative and more successful in a business context because of that safety and security it created for my nervous system, which allows more creativity, more inspiration in your mind and coming from your inspiration. So being dependent on others is actually a great thing, and it supports your own independence. And we'll be talking more about how to have a healthy relationship between the two as we move through this podcast. So that's the second element of a successful relationship. Does your relationship support you in meeting some of your needs and desires in relationships and community? Now, the third piece of this framework is a successful relationship also supports your need for safety and security. This needs to be a non-negotiable. We need to have an environment of safety and security with all the relationships we're creating in our life. If we don't have that baseline, it's not going to feel like a successful relationship. It is not going to feel like we are in a fulfilling relationship or that we're thriving for either person in the relationship. So really learning what safety and security feels like in a relational context is really important. Now, this does not mean that if you ever feel unsafe or you ever feel insecure, that it means that the relationship isn't successful. That wouldn't be realistic because we are all humans with a mind that is trying to protect us. And so we will experience fear whenever we're expanding or when we're going through conflict in a relationship. That is not a sign necessarily of there being something unsuccessful about the relationship. In fact, healthy relationships will create a safe and secure environment for conflict because it is not realistic that we will always agree, that we will always have the same opinion, and we do not want that. Diversity and difference is what makes us all smarter people, is what expands our knowledge, our wisdom, our perspective, our experience, and it allows us all to go deeper into ourselves as well as into our relationships. So what it means is more about cultivating to the best of our ability and having a commitment from both parties to creating and fostering an environment of safety and security. Now, the first way that we do that is through ourselves, and it's through our body. Our body and our nervous systems need to feel safe and secure. Ultimately, that's what it is. It's a feeling. So you want to get really good at understanding what your body needs to feel safe and secure. This is where nervous system regulation and somatic practices, or simply using techniques like breathing, rest and relaxation, yoga, walking, other forms of exercise, even being able to debrief with a friend or a family member or your romantic partner or a professional colleague, these can all be ways to create feelings of safety within you. So we want to learn and have a commitment to creating that safe and secure environment for ourselves. And it also means we meet ourselves where we're at. So some of you have probably heard about attachment theory. It's very popular at the moment. And I want you to know that if you have identified yourself as coming from an anxious attachment background or an avoidant attachment background or disorganized or insecure or anxious avoidant, I want you to know that that's not a problem. It doesn't mean that you only create relationships with people who are secure. It means that you meet yourself where you're at and that you work on learning how to create a secure environment for both of you based on the way you respond to fear and conflict, based on your needs and desires, based on what the circumstance and the moment in that relationship is presenting. And the first thing is always through the body. So we're looking at co-regulation. We're looking at regulating ourselves first and then being in a regulated state when we're together, creating an environment that allows for disagreement, diversity, and conflict. These are tools that you'll be learning how to create here on the Relate Higher podcast. So that is what a successful relationship is defined as under, over here at Relate Higher. It is a relationship that supports your full potential. It is a relationship that meets your needs and desires for relationships, community, and connection. And finally, it is a relationship that supports you in feeling safe and secure. So, your personal definition as it applies to a specific relationship or a relationship area is where you get to add your own flavor and flair. You get to take these three elements that we've just given you, and you now get to look at your relationships and ask, okay, in this specific relationship, what does it mean to be successful? In this relationship area, what does it mean to be successful? And you get to flesh out that definition we've just given you to make it personal to you, the relationship area, and the specific relationship itself. Now, don't stress if the relationship does not meet a standard of success. That is what you'll be working your way towards, and that's what this podcast is going to help you do. It's going to help you improve and transform the quality, i.e. the success of all of your relationships. Now you know what you're moving towards. So you can use those definitions as you learn on this podcast, the tools to help you create that so that you can apply it as it personally needs to be applied to your relationships, your life, your definition of a successful relationship. So the homework at the end of this episode is to go away and reflect on your relationships and start to flesh out what that definition of success looks like for you and those specific relationships. I recommend you do this for your romantic partner. If you're not in a relationship, do it for the romantic relationship you want to create. I also recommend you do it for your closest friends. I also recommend you do it for your closest family relationships and those most important relationships. So they might not be your closest, but they're important because you really, really want them to be more successful. And also do it for those closest professional relationships in your life. And just have a look at how these different relationships are supporting you in different ways. And also the way that you want to move forward and progress and deepen and improve those relationships is going to look a little bit different. Also notice what the similarities are as well, as this is going to show you what could be those low-hanging fruits to focus on first. For instance, the safety and security piece is one that will show up in all of your relationships, maybe in slightly different ways, but you'll notice that what it takes to feel safe and secure probably has a lot of similarities across all of your relationships. So that could be a great one to focus on first, to creating a successful relationship across many relationships all at once. All right, everybody. So that's it for today's episode. I hope that you've enjoyed that. And I look forward to your questions. If you've got a question on how to create a successful relationship or any other burning comments or questions as a result of this episode, we want to hear from you. Come and hang out with us over on social media, either on YouTube or over on Instagram. You can find us at Relate Higher, and we would love to hear from you and continue this conversation. I also remind you that we have our weekly community newsletter, and you can always reply to that, as we would also love to hear your stories of transformation and inspiration. I'll see you in our next episode. Thank you for listening to Relate Higher, your go-to resource for learning how to consciously approach all of your relationships. To deepen your learning and practice, make sure you're subscribed to receive the Relate Higher community newsletter. This is a weekly newsletter sent to you every Monday, providing further coaching and education to support your relationships. Subscribe at relatehigher.com/community. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star review for the podcast, we ask that you please do that now so that this podcast can reach other listeners who also want to learn and practice conscious higher relating. Because remember, the more people who learn, the better relationships we all enjoy.